when there is a current or even a former member of the United States military, including the reserves, including the National Guard, who served in a combat theater or combat zone and experienced a traumatic event during military service, was physically or mentally injured, that person is going to have the opportunity to go forward to establish that they are, first of all, an eligible veteran. If they've been accused of one or more offenses and they suffer from, say, post-traumatic stress disorder, other mental illness or condition, traumatic brain injury, the many things that are happening to returning veterans, if it is at least in part caused by, exacerbated by, or resulted from the veteran's service in a combat theater or zone, where the specified illness, injury, or other condition may have played a role in the commission of one or more of the charged offenses, then it's going to be an eligible veteran's evaluation and the creation of a plan for treatment. And what it is going to allow is public defense lawyers in particular, but all defense lawyers, to be able to care for the needs of returning veterans, many of whom are falling right through the chairs right now. The numbers are actually quite staggering, the extent to which we're missing the boat on returning veterans.